Few people even know they have been infected with West Nile virus by a mosquito.
Somebody may have a transient headache, or, you know, maybe they feel a little lethargic one day and don't recognize that as a West Nile infection. They don't need to see a physician. And, you know, they're not likely to have any, you know, long-term consequences.
Still, Karen Yates with the State Health Department says a fraction of the population needs to take precautions, especially those over 50 who have had an organ transplant. That was the case in St. Louis, where a 51-year-old woman who had had a double lung transplant died of West Nile virus. Missourians need to be wary at dawn and dusk when mosquitoes are most active. Yates recommends using an insect repellent with DEET, or picaritin when going out, or wear proper clothing.
It's very, very effective, you know, just to cover up when you're outdoors with long sleeve shirts, long pants.
It's important to rid your property of standing water, the breeding ground for mosquitoes. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.